This is the Sakar Moli of 23rd of July, 2025. Essence, sweet children, whenever you have time, sit in solitude and churn the ocean of this knowledge. Revise the points that you hear. Question: when will your pilgrimage of remembrance come to an end? Answer: when none of your physical organs deceive you. When you reach your Karmatit stage, your pilgrimage of remembrance will come to an end. You now have to make full effort and not become hopeless. Be ever ready for doing service. Om Shanti. Are you, sweetest children, sitting here in soul consciousness? You children know that you have been body conscious for half a cycle. You now have to make effort to remain soul conscious. The Father comes and explains, when you sit while considering yourselves to be souls, you will then be able to remember the Father. Otherwise you will forget him. How can you stay on the pilgrimage if you don't remember him? How would your sins be cut away? There would be a loss. Remember this again and again. This is the main thing. The Father tells you many different methods. It has also been explained to you what is right and what is wrong. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. You also have knowledge of devotion. Children have to do so many things in devotion. He explains, holding sacrificial fires and doing tapasya, etc., all belong to the path of devotion. They sing songs of praise of the Father, but that praise is wrong. In fact, they don't even know the full praise of Sri Krishna. Each aspect has to be understood. For example, Sri Krishna is called the Lord of Paradise. Okay, Baba asks, can Sri Krishna be called Trilokinath, Lord of the Three Worlds? Trilokinath has been remembered. The Lord of the Three Worlds means the Lord of the incorporeal world, the subtle world, and the corporeal world. You children have been told that you are also the masters of Brahmand, the element of light. Would Sri Krishna have considered himself to be a master of Brahmand? No, he was in paradise. Heaven, the new world, is called paradise. So, in fact, no one is a master of the three worlds. The Father tells you right things. There are the three worlds. As well as Shiv Baba, you children too are the masters of Brahmand. There is no question of the subtle region. Shiv Baba is not even the master of the corporeal region, neither of heaven nor of hell. Sri Krishna is a master of heaven, and Ravan is the master of hell. This is called the devil's kingdom, the kingdom of Ravan. People say this, but they don't understand the meaning of it. The Father sits here and explains to you children. Ravan has been portrayed with 10 heads, 5 vices of the male and 5 of the female. The 5 vices now apply to everyone. All are in the kingdom of Ravan. You are now becoming elevated. The Father comes and makes the world elevated. By sitting in solitude, you will be able to churn the ocean of this knowledge in this way. In other studies too, students go and study their books in solitude. You don't need to study any books. Yes, you do have to note down points. You then have to revise them. These aspects are very deep and have to be understood. The Father says, today I am telling you the deepest and newest points. Lakshmi and Narayan are the masters of the land of divinity. You would not say that Vishnu is that. They don't understand that Vishnu is Lakshmi and Narayan. You now explain the aim and objective in short. Brahma and Saraswati are not male and female, as a couple. This one is Prajapita Brahma. So Prajapita Brahma can be called the great-great-grandfather. Shiv Baba would only be called Baba. All the rest are brothers. There are so many children of Brahma. All of them know that they are brothers, the children of God. However, that is in the incorporeal world. You have now become Brahmins. The golden age is called a new world. This age is called the most elevated confluence age. In the golden age, all are the most elevated human beings. These are very wonderful aspects. You are being made ready for that new world. It is only at this confluence age that you become the most elevated human beings. You say, I will become Lakshmi or Narayan. They are the most elevated human beings of all. They are called deities. Lakshmi and Narayan are the highest of all. They are number one. And then you children become number wise. The Sun dynasty is said to be the highest. It is number one. The degrees decrease gradually. You children are now carrying out the inauguration of the new world. Just as children become very happy when their new home is ready and they have an inauguration ceremony, so you children also become happy on seeing that new world and you have your inauguration. It has also been written, there was a shower of golden flowers. The mercury of happiness of you children should rise very high. You receive both peace and happiness. No one else can receive so much peace and happiness. When those of other religions come, there is duality. You children have the infinite happiness of making effort to claim a high status. It shouldn't be that you just accept whatever is in your fortune. That if you are going to pass, you will pass. No. Effort definitely has to be made for everything. Someone who is unable to make effort would say, whatever is in my fortune, and he would stop making effort. The Father says, I make you mothers so elevated. There is a great deal of respect for females everywhere else. They are given respect abroad too. Here, when a daughter is born, they turn the bed upside down. This world is completely dirty. At this time, you children know what Bharat was and what it is now. People have forgotten this and simply keep asking for peace. They want peace in the world. You can show them the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. When it was their kingdom, there was purity, peace and happiness. You do want such a kingdom. You wouldn't speak about world peace for the incorporeal world, would you? It is only here that there can be peace in the world. There used to be the kingdom of deities over the whole world. The incorporeal world is a world of souls. Human beings don't even know that there is a world of souls. The Father says, I make you into such elevated human beings. All of these matters have to be explained. It isn't that people will believe you when you shout out to them that God has come. No, they will insult you even more. They would say, the Brahma Kumaris call their Baba God. Service can't be done in that way. Baba continues to show you methods. Put up 8 to 10 pictures in a room and write outside, if you want to claim your inheritance of unlimited happiness from the unlimited Father, if you want to change from ordinary human beings into deities, then come inside and we will tell you how. Many will then come to you. They will continue to come by themselves. There was peace in the world. There are now so many religions. How can there be peace in this Tamopradhan world? Only God can bring about peace in the world. When Shiv Baba comes, he definitely brings a gift with him. Only the one Father comes from so far away, and he only comes once. Such a great Baba only comes once every 5,000 years. When someone returns from travelling abroad, he brings gifts back with him for his children. A man becomes the husband of his wife, the father of his children, and the grandfather of his grandchildren, and then the great-grandfather of his great-grandchildren. You call this one Baba, and then he also becomes the grandfather. He will also be the great-grandfather. There are the different generations. There are the names Adam and Adidev, but people don't understand the meaning of them. The Father sits here and explains to you children. You are now becoming rulers of the globe by coming to know the history and geography of the world from the Father. Baba is teaching you with so much love and interest. Therefore you should study just as much. Everyone is free early in the morning. Just come to morning class and listen to the Murli for half to three quarters of an hour and then go back home. You can remember Baba wherever you are. Sundays are a holiday. Sit for 2 to 3 hours in the morning and make up. Build up your income for the whole day. Completely fill your aprons. You do have time, do you not? When storms of Maya come, you are unable to remember Baba. Everything Baba tells you is very easy. On the path of devotion, they go to so many satsangs. They go to a Sri Krishna temple and to the Srinath temple. And then someone else's temple. Many become adulterated even while on a pilgrimage. They face so many difficulties and they receive no benefit from it. That too is fixed in the drama and it will also happen again. This part is recorded in you souls. You will play the same parts that you played in the golden and silver ages. You will play the same parts that you played in the previous cycle. Those with gross intellects cannot understand this. Those who have refined intellects are able to understand everything very well and explain to others. They feel inside that this drama is eternal. No one in the world understands that this is an unlimited play. It takes time to understand it. Everything is explained to you in detail, and then you are told that the main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Liberation in life in a second has been remembered. There is also the praise that he is the ocean of knowledge, and that even if you made a whole ocean into ink, and all the forests into pens, and the earth into paper, there could still be no end to this knowledge. From the beginning, you have been writing so much. and if you continued to write, how much paper would be used. You don't have to stumble around. The main thing is Alpha, remembered the father. You come here to Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba enters this one and teaches you with so much love. He does not have any external show. The father says, I enter an old body. Look how simply Shiv Baba comes and teaches us. He has no arrogance. The father says, you have been inviting me to come into the impure world and an impure body, to come and give you teachings. You don't invite me to come into that golden age and sit in palaces studded with diamonds and jewels and offer me food. Shiv Baba doesn't eat anything. Previously, you used to invite him to come and eat. You used to offer him 36 varieties of food. That too will happen again. This can be called the divine activities. What divine activities could Sri Krishna have? He is a prince of the golden age. He would not be called the purifier. You now know how he became the master of the golden-aged world. Human beings are in total darkness. You are now in total light. The Father comes and changes night into day. You rule for half a cycle. Therefore you should be very happy. Your pilgrimage of remembrance will come to an end when none of your physical organs deceive you. When you reach your karmateet stage, your pilgrimage of remembrance will come to an end. You have not completed it yet. You now have to make full effort and not become hopeless. Just continue to do service and nothing but service. The Father has come and is also serving through this old body. The father is Karan Karavanhar. He has so many concerns for you children. I have to do this. I have to build a house. Just as a worldly father has thoughts about everything limited, in the same way, the father from beyond this world has thoughts about everything unlimited. You children have to do service. Day by day, everything is becoming easier. The closer you come to destruction, the more strength you will continue to receive. It has been remembered that the arrows struck Bishampitame and others at the end. If the arrows were to strike them now, there would be so much chaos. There would be such big crowds, don't even ask. There would be so many that you would not even have time to scratch your head. It is not like that now. However, when the big crowds come, it will then be said to be like that. Your impact will spread when the arrows strike them. All the children definitely have to receive the Father's introduction. You can even open this imperishable hospital come godly university on 3 square feet of land. It doesn't matter if you don't have any money. You will be given pictures. Everything has to be tolerated while doing service. Regard and disregard, happiness and sorrow, heat and cold, all of that has to be tolerated. To make anyone become like a diamond is no small thing. Does the father ever become tired? Why do you become tired? Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Study for half an hour or three quarters of an hour early in the morning with a lot of love and interest. Stay in remembrance of the Father. Make such effort for remembrance that all your physical organs are brought under your control. 2. Everything has to be tolerated while doing service. Regard and disregard, happiness and sorrow, heat and cold, etc. Never become tired of doing service. Open a hospital cum university on 3 square feet of land and do the service of making others into diamonds. Blessing. May you be a master ocean of love and give the experience of true spiritual love. When you go to the shore of an ocean, you experience coolness. In the same way, you children become such master oceans of love that any soul who comes in front of you will experience himself to be on the shore of your master oceans of love, because souls in today's world are hungry for true spiritual love. Having seen selfish love, their hearts have moved away from true love, and this is why they would consider an experience of just a few moments of spiritual love to be the support of their lives. Slogan: remain full of the wealth of this knowledge, and you will automatically continue to receive physical wealth. Abhyakt signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. Just as it is said of the Golden Aged Kingdom that there is one kingdom and one religion, in the same way, in self-sovereignty, there should now be one king, that everything should function according to your directions. Your mind should not function on its own directions. Your intellect should not fluctuate in its power of discrimination. Your sanskars should not make you, the soul, dance. It could then be said that you have one religion, one kingdom. Imbibe such controlling power. This is the means of unlimited service. Om Shanti.